RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide. The free Odyssey app getting you ready for the upcoming NFL season. You may have heard we're the home of the Washington Commanders. You may have heard they're a good football team now. They're going to be worth listening to all season long. We'll get our guys, Bram, London, and Logan, the crew, on as we get closer to the season. They'll be out at training camp. Lennon Fletcher owes me an appearance. It was promised last year at the, I think, the NFC title game. Either way, it was like the day before the NFC title game. Either way, Lennon Fletcher owes us an appearance. We'll get that. A person who never shirks from his appearances, Griffin the intern, joins us now, as he's contractually obligated to do. It's part of the deal. We are going around the AFC, predicting each division here and recapping them. Now, we've been devoting a whole segment to each one, but I think you and I both agree the AFC South is not worthy of a full segment.
Not even close.
Do you want to pick any team other than Houston to win this thing?
Absolutely not.
All right, then it's agreed. Houston will win the AFC South. Any Jaguars, Travis Hunter, that do anything for you? Any interest there?
I think it's a good start.
Yeah.
Right to something. And new head coach. I like Trevor.
I like Trevor too, but we're kind of running out of time here. And he's Justin Herbert's on that clock too.
You think so?
When we get to the West in a second. I love Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I'm putting him on the clock though. You can only do this so many times before it's time to do the thing.
I think I agree with you. Yeah. I think now you have Brian Thomas Jr. as well.
It's time.
So this season, like, if I don't see an improvement, I'd be like, okay.
It's time.
Let's start taking here.
You want Jacksonville 2 or Indy 2?
I'm going to go Jacksonville 2.
Indy 3.
Yep.
Tennessee will still field a competitive football team this year. They're remarkable. Against all odds, they'll have 53 men and play the full games.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Yeah, honestly, like I feel terrible for them because I've been in that situation with the Commanders.
Sure.
Where you're just like, you literally just can't. The rebuild is going to take a while.
I don't even want to say how excited I was when the Jets made that field goal to give the Commanders the number 2 overall draft pick.
I was in Manchester, England, watching that.
It's a sad place to be because truly, if you love the team, you're rooting for them to lose.
Yeah.
It's the only way out.
And now you look at what they got. They got Cam Ward. It's a great start. You need a little more, obviously.
Bad year to be pick 1 in the draft.
Very bad.
Yeah. Terrible. Cam Ward, I think, is a great mid first round selection.
Yes, I
right. In that big quarterback draft 2 years ago, you're taking him in that Bo Nix range, and then whatever he does impresses you. At 1-1, you're not getting value.
Do you think his that the quote unquote nonchalant play he has? Have you seen that?
Well, I mean at Miami he clearly didn't have to exert himself. You know, he's just he's just hanging out with his boys throwing some touchdown passes.
He's gonna need to be chalant.
He's gonna need some chalants. That is that is a great way to put it. AFC West. That's what we're here for, of course.
Yes.
This is a loaded division. Every year, I say I don't know if the Chiefs can do it again. Every year the Chiefs do it again. But they're gonna get pushed this year. The Broncos, Sean Payton, Bo Nix, 1-10 last year, certainly came on strong at the end of the year. The Chargers, Justin Herbert, as mentioned, you got a Harbaugh there. You're 11-6 last year. We'll start. We're both going Raiders last here. Geno Smith, Pete Carroll. It's fun. It's intriguing. It's not. It's not going to hang in this division.
It's unfortunate because I don't know who he's throwing the ball to.
Yeah.
Jacoby Meyer still plays for them, I think. Yeah. I'm excited to see Ashton Jeanty. That's going to be cool. Brock Bowers is good.
I love Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
When Travis Kelce retires, maybe at the end of this year, Brock Bowers becomes the definitive best tight end in football.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think there's a chance we're debating it at the end of this season.
Oh, yeah.
If he puts up another year of those numbers.
Brock, that was the one time where I was like, the Raiders actually did something right. Like, oh my God, this guy is a solid pick. And now I'm like, with a quarterback like Geno Smith, if the Raiders were in the AFC South.
That's so true.
I could see him maybe even sneaking a win.
I could see them winning the AFC South. They can't win this division, though.
No.
All right, who do you like here? Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, do I do what I did with the Bengals and obviously pick maybe an underdog?
Yeah.
I can't go against Mahomes. I can't do it because he's proved me wrong so many times.
You know they won 15 games last year?
Yep.
And they deserved, like, 11 of them.
Yeah, I did. Tops. So you know what? I think, you know, it's my, you know, I'm on the radio for the summer. Got nothing better to do. I'm gonna go with a wild pick here. I'm gonna go Chargers. Go Chargers.
I also am taking the Chargers to win the AFC West this year.
And you were just knocking Justin.
He's on the clock. If he wins 9 this year, he's in Trevor Lawrence territory of clearly good at what he does.
Yep.
But not lifts the team good.
Yep.
Not in that $60 million good range. He's going to be in the Kirk Cousins Hall of Finesse, you know? A lot of money. What did we get for it?
I worry about the Chargers' defense in a way.
Yeah.
Because I know they lost Bosa.
Down to Bosa.
Yep. And I wonder how that's going to affect them. Could be very much not impactful at all, but...
I like Harbaugh there for
this. Yes, I do too.
I think he's... Whatever you think of him. I think he's a really good coach.
Yeah,
and I think he can scheme him up.
Did you think he cheated against the Ohio State thing? You see that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
But he's still a great coach. Fair enough.
Is Bill Belichick a great coach?
Yeah.
Did he cheat?
Yeah.
Of course.
I see it goes hand in hand here.
Yeah.
I see it goes hand in hand.
Those ultra competitive guys, they can't. I bet Jordan cheated.
Oh, yeah.
During his career at some point. And by the end, he was getting all the phantom fouls.
Yeah,
that's just
true.
The Jordan rules.
Yeah, this is true. You know what? Now that you mention that, you're on to something.
Mahomes gets the roughing the passers.
Yep.
The great ones know how to live at that edge of the rule book.
Wow.
And sometimes tiptoe over it.
Yeah. And and now Harbaugh, who, I mean, we can tell maybe one of the greats, has a chance to beat the cheating Mahomes. Wow, this is tough. It's who can cheat better.
Was Sean Payton in New Orleans during Bounty Gate, or was that right before? I think he was there, right?
I think he was there.
Yeah.
He was there.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
What are the Raiders, if not a team built on the foundations of cheating under the great Al Davis?
And now they're in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy. This is quite the division.
Oh, maybe we should just move all the cheating teams into... Well, I guess right now three of them are in the
same. And here we are.
Poor Denver.
And here we go.
poor Denver. Well, Denver's got the mile high, that little 500 or 5,000 miles up, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe I can count that cheating, too.
Isaac, we were there for the VCU basketball tournament, and one of the Denver writers asked Coach Odom, he said, what are you going to do about the altitude? We're going to play basketball.
Yeah.
We're going to freak out. I don't know.
What are you supposed to do?
We're going to give up. We're going to go home. How can we possibly
take
this?
Did you go?
Yeah. Awad and I were there.
Could you, like, feel? You're like, wow, it's hard to breathe? Because I've heard some people, like, struggle over there.
Not on this trip. I took a trip there where I did, like, a big hike, like, in the morning and in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was feeling, like, I don't exercise enough or if I was feeling the altitude.
Right.
Could have been a combination.
True.
That's the time it caught me a little bit.
Well, so. I've heard because I see the mask that people wear. Especially playing football.
I think when you're playing football, you feel it a lot more. My favorite Denver is Ron Rivera said, he talked to his scientists. Scientifically, the altitude doesn't hit you for 24 hours. And so he scheduled the team's flight to arrive late the night before for the 1 p.m. game.
What a great
so he
coach.
Told everybody while they were playing, the altitude won't hit you yet because it hasn't been 24 hours.
Wow, this could. That's my coach. That's my coach. That's. Oh, my goodness gracious.
This may stun you. They didn't win.
No. No way. Are you sure about that?
I know.
Ron Rivera.
You want Chiefs or Broncos second in the AFC West?
Yeah, you got to go Chiefs.
I think you have to.
You can't destroy.
This is the luck debate with Jaden Daniels. How much of it is luck? How much of it was skill last year? Because there were indisputably moments of luck.
Yeah.
The Hail Mary. Was a moment of luck. And you can't pretend otherwise. He bought the time, threw the pass, but even with all that, a lot of guys can throw that pass and it doesn't get completed most of the time. But Patrick Mahomes is living a 10-year run of luck. And at some point, it's not luck anymore.
Yeah.
He's just really good at doing stuff.
I think this division could be like who the NFC, was it the NFC North who got three teams in the playoffs? I think that this could be, because I don't want to sit here and say Denver can't make the playoffs, but I mean, they're in a tough position because of who they have in their division.
To me, the thing working against them is that they're playing against the NFC East.
Yeah.
The Eagles are going to be a tough out. The Commanders are going to be a tough out. The Cowboys are always a tough out, no matter, you know, even last year in a bad year, they're floating it towards 500.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough to get the number of wins you need.
You forgot a team, though.
To get to three. In the NFC East?
Yeah.
I don't think I did. No. Russell Wilson.
Russell.
Russell. Pride of Richmond.
And
personally, I am rooting for Russell to revive his career.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But realistically, not on that team.
No.
No.
I was like, dang. Come on, dude. Like, I was cheering for you. Stay at Pittsburgh, man. Stay at Pittsburgh. I thought he did pretty good. I was like, yeah, okay. You're not bad. One
just
more year.
Swallow your pride. Tell Mike Tomlin you'll do another year.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. It's just NFL money, man.
It's the NFL money and the famous wives and the whole package.
Oh, God.
We got one more AFC division. It's the East. So you go brush up, hit the books. We'll see you in a bit here.
Sounds good.
Griffin the intern. We're back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Hand me the mic,
910
The Fan,
105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We welcome back our guy Griffin, who's taking us around the NFL this summer. Lots to get to. We're in the AFC East at the moment after predicting. You've got you had the Bengals in the North. You got the Texans in the South, Chargers with me in the West. The East, I feel like, is going to be an anticlimactic one unless you're really here to come off the top rope and stun us.
It's a tough one to go against the Bills, especially after what they've been through. And now they picked up Bosa as well. We just talked about that. I can't go against the Bills. The Jets... really, the Dolphins, let's be honest, and the Patriots, like, Drake May's cool, I guess, but
May's fine.
Yeah.
There's nothing, he could develop, he could be something, but not this year, not with no offensive line. And that's the Commanders had the urgency. They got an offensive line for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Patriots don't feel that urgency yet, because they're not ready to contend yet.
No.
They'll get there when they get there. Jets, no urgency. They'll get there when they get there. They did the Aaron Rodgers thing. They're back. Woody Johnson bought Crystal Palace so that they can go to the Euro League.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, he's got other problems at the moment.
This is a weird division when you really think about it.
It is.
I mean, the Jets, last time they were, in the playoffs, I was 7. The Patriots were this big, giant team that won so many Super Bowls, now can't seem to buy a win. The Bills, I mean, there's got to be something... There's got to be some kind of weird mojo with them. Like, at some point, do you think Josh Allen can actually send this team to the Super Bowl? And then, obviously, I don't need to speak on the Dolphins. I don't even know what's going on with them.
Yeah.
But And it's, I don't know. This division is tough. But yeah, like you said, I think I'm going to go Bills, and quite confidently the Bills.
Here's what I'm going to say. I put Justin Herbert on the clock, on the Trevor Lawrence clock. This is the year he has to do it. He's got a good team around him. He's got a good coach. It's year two of the coaching system. He doesn't have to win the Super Bowl, but he's got to take a step forward, and he's got to lead them to a playoff win, to something,
yeah,
to show he is the guy and he can take the team on his shoulders.
And the question would be, what about Tua? I mean, at some point...
I think Tua's got to play 17 games before we start any other Tua discussion.
Would you... Yeah. that is very true.
I'd take the under on that.
Would you have moved on from him by now?
It's tough because when he's playing, he's good, and you've got a good offense. But, I mean, those injuries are not casual injuries.
Yeah, you can't play around with them either.
I don't think so. It's tough to cut the cord and say this isn't going to work long term.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work long term.
No.
I'm going to put Josh Allen on the clock this year too. He's the other guy I'm going to put on the clock.
You're putting everyone on the clock.
Josh Allen played well enough to lead the Bills to the Super Bowl last year. Full stop.
Yep.
He was the MVP. Him and Lamar were the two best players in the league last year.
Agreed.
So this is not on Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But the Bills, the team, life's not going to get better for them than this. They're at the peak. They added more talent. The Chiefs are arguably not as good as they were.
Yeah, that's true.
It just feels like if you're going to make the Super Bowl, you got to do it right now.
It's, in my opinion, between the two most fun teams to watch is the Ravens and the Bills. And I think those two teams have the similar issues where they just can't get over that hump. And, guess who that hump is? Yeah. The Chiefs.
I mean, both the last two AFC title games, the Ravens should have beaten the Chiefs in Baltimore.
Yep.
And that's one of those moments where it's not the Chiefs didn't just win. They broke the Ravens.
Yeah. Because
that was the moment. That's what you planned for. You got the home field. You got everything going your way. You're stopping Mahomes, and you can't score on that defense.
Yeah.
The Bills, I mean, we're right there. You know, one catch away from moving the chains. One fourth down away. They were right there.
Yeah.
It feels like they've been close enough times. It's time to knock down the
door. And like you said, it's all about luck and when it comes to Mahomes.
Yeah.
And I think that might be wearing out. I do have a question. Justin Fields, what do you think he's going to do?
I think he plays for the Jets now. I think it's going to be a tough break. That's a tough when you add up that career. Chicago and the Jets in one career.
That's tough.
There need to be laws against that. I don't know what the Geneva Convention says about that, but to have to play for both the Bears and the Jets in the same NFL career really feels unfair.
Yeah, that's a tough position. That's tough. And then not playing Pittsburgh either.
I look forward to him playing for the Panthers next year. just completing
at this point
the cycle.
At this point. And listen, the Commanders, team. We were in there.
Sure.
But now we're not.
Justin Fields, good quarterback, not a great quarterback. In a different world is Geno Smith. If he gets paired with better weapons, better coaches. If they had stuck with him in Pittsburgh, maybe he's Geno Smith of Pittsburgh. And they let him ride. Like, the ceiling's low. He's never going to be in that top tier.
Yeah.
But he's got skills.
Yeah.
I think everybody sees that.
I mean, why does he play so well against Washington every time we play him? Every time I play him, I mean, it was that Thursday night game.
Oh,
I was like, this guy's solid.
Yeah. To me, the Bills situation is you've got to do it now or else you run the risk of just losing this window, this era.
It's perfect.
It's everything set up for you.
It's
this
perfect.
Year. You have an easy division.
Yep.
So you don't have to overexert over 70. The Chiefs do.
Yep.
Even if the Chiefs win their division, they got to work hard for it. You don't have to work hard for it.
Yeah, and in a way, I want to say that might hurt the Bills because having an easy division.
That's fair.
You know, because it doesn't set you up for the playoffs. That's why I say the same thing for Texans. And so maybe I worry about that in a little bit.
I think you mentioned when we did the Bengals, this is Joe Burrow's year to become a main character as well, right?
Yeah.
With everything. Oh, if they can get back in and he can be Joe Burrow again and remind everybody, like, oh, yeah, that's the guy who made the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, he can become the 1B to Mahomes' 1A if he can make two of them.
AFC's exciting.
AFC's
really exciting.
Super
really
exciting.
Really exciting.
Great. How did all the good quarterbacks end up in one division? I mean,
right?
You would just think one of them would float to the NFC.
Yeah, really?
Like, if Josh Allen, if the Bills are in the NFC, They're a multiple-time Super Bowl losers now.
Yeah, exactly.
They're reliving the Bills dynasty and losing in Super Bowls.
Jalen Hurts can't touch those guys.
No.
Those four guys?
Completely agree.
Oh, my God. Can't touch them.
And the Jalen Hurts disrespect goes a little hard nationally.
Yeah, it does.
But he's not in that tier.
No, he's not.
That's a great organization.
Yeah.
Right? You plug a Geno Smith or, to your point, a Justin Fields into the Eagles, they still win a lot of games.
I think you put, like, if you put any of those top four Eagles on that Eagles team. Well, then they're not. I don't think they lose a single Super Bowl since 2019, 18
dynasty situation.
Yeah,
I mean they almost won a Super Bowl with Carson Wentz at quarterback.
That is true.
That's all the proof.
Carson
you need
Wentz was playing really well though. to be fair,
he had a moment. AFC in the books. We'll study up on the NFC. We'll get back after.
Let's do it
at some point. Griffin joining us. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
FM 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Programming reminder, we'll duck out early tomorrow. Day game Squirrels baseball out at the Diamond. Be cool if you go out there. Sit in the shade. No front row seats tomorrow. Sit under that overhang. Rich Herrera joins me, host of Richmond's Morning News on 1140 WRVA.
Buenos dias. Aren't you always cool?
Always cool. It's at the Diamond? Absolutely. Get a wine slushy because we get to clock out early tomorrow.
Right.
Get to punch the clock at 11:30 instead of 12. I'm going to use those minutes to my advantage.
I have a question. Why does this studio look like a seventh grader's bedroom?
Well, I think Adam is functioning at a higher level than that these days. But okay. Yeah, certainly, we recreated the bedroom vibe.
Right. Doesn't it feel like I'm... Yeah. I mean, the only thing I'm missing boy smell.
We can bring some Axe body spray in here and spray
it
around.
Yes, that's it.
I would guess Adam's childhood bedroom did not look dissimilar to this.
There's a lot of items here probably from that bedroom.
Yeah, nor did mine in Wichita, Kansas. Mine was obviously different teams, but same vibe. Here is all the sports stuff I have. I've push-pinned it to the wall.
Do you remember how cool Sports Illustrated posters were?
Sure, I got Sports Illustrated. I got Sports Illustrated for kids, then I got Sports Illustrated. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And then when Costacco's brother posters came out. Remember the first, like, Mark McGuire poster and the Boz poster and...
Or the
Jordan
posters.
Were
these in Sports Illustrated?
No. You separate. Go buy these at the store. So remember the Jordan poster and the Bo-Nos poster? Did you have those?
I don't... Oh, I know. I mean, I know the Bo-Nos poster, right? I never had the Bo-Nos poster.
They must not have gotten to Missouri.
I know. Kansas, watch yourself.
Okay.
We had the starting lineup figurines.
Oh, I love
of
those.
The players. Those were great.
Those were.
But mold them into the yes. sports action poses.
Did you did you have an Action Jackson or a G.I. Joe?
Yeah, sure. You know, okay. the collection. Yeah, yes. Transformers. Ninja Turtles was having a moment when I was a kid. So.
I didn't have Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, so apparently Ninja Turtles are back. There's a movie and it was good, apparently. So I got a
Star Wars figurines?
No, I was never a big Star Wars
guy.
Nerd.
I've gone to Comic-Con before. I'm not afraid to let my nerd out.
You and Hazel were both at Unplugged and Uncorked over the weekend, an Odyssey Extravaganza. Okay, and Hazel, you were running the show here, but you said you had to. We had to do an event recap here with Rich.
Yeah,
that we couldn't do without him.
He was my hero on Saturday.
Let's go.
Because I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
She was hustling. She was out there. It's hot.
Yeah. It was hot.
It's temperature of the sun, hot in a sauna. And she's just busting her butt out there. And
Here's what you need to know. On Earth Day every year, and you know this from being at Odyssey, on Earth Day every year, we take the day off and we go do a project for Planet Earth.
Right.
We did the Tech for Troops this year where people brought their used electronics. A couple years ago, they sent us out to a park in Henrico to pull invasive plants. Essentially, we were weeding at the park.
Yeah, gross.
And everybody was complaining. When I say everybody was complaining, like you know the downstairs team.
Oh yeah, they're soft.
They were extra soft, and it was not like today hot, but it wasn't cool. It was you know probably 80 or whatever. Hazel's in here pulling and like
she cares.
End of the day, Hazel and I were like, that was a fun day, and everybody's like, we are never doing this again. This is the worst Earth Day of all time.
See, she's so much better than the rest of us.
You, me, and Bill Drake, we pulled so many weeds that day.
Yeah, they're like the backbone of this organization.
The upstairs crew.
We carried.
Get things done.
Like, look, I done that once, and then my contribution was I bought a bullhorn, and I just ordered everybody around.
Which is an essential role.
So, I need everybody to go over here to the left.
Supervision.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to supervise.
So anyway, I get there. It's temperature of the sun hot. She's just hustling and running, and she's representing your show so well.
Yeah.
And I looked at her, I said, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm working. I'm like, you're crazy. And I said, can I get you anything? And she's like, at one point she was hauling boxes of water on her back.
Okay.
To bring nourishment and hydration to others. Not for herself.
Yeah.
Not for herself. She was worried about all of her teammates, whether they were hydrated or not. So she's hustling with water. She's moving boxes. At one point, I think she was on a forklift. I mean, anything and everything she could have done. She's checking people in. She's bartending. She's bussing tables.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just getting after it. So I said, can I get you anything? She goes, no, I'm just working really, really hard because I want MP to be proud of me. And I worry about Michael because I want to represent the show so well. And I said, dude, just chill out. She goes, no, I've got it. I can't stop. And then she actually passed out for a couple minutes. They revived her with an IV, and I said, can I get you something?
That's what happened?
I'm so sure.
And she goes,
I'm so sure.
I'll have a Kevin DeClaw.
I woke up from my stupor. Gavin DeClaw, please.
So do you know how embarrassing it is to walk up to the bar and go, yeah, I need a couple beers. I'll have a couple bottles of water because I was getting some things for other people to drink. And I'll have the special. And they go, what's the special? I go, don't make me say it. And they go,
You have to say it.
It's a Gavin DeClaw. And I go, by the way, what is that? They go, it's White Claw and wine. I'm like, okay, let me get my man card out. I need a Gavin DeClaw.
Give me a Gavin DeClaw.
It's for Hazel, but
she was
hustling so much. And then I was kind of
a Gavin DeClaw.
It was surprisingly good.
I was kind of offended. to be honest.
Joe Zen, famous place in the fan, went viral last year.
Rosaderade.
Rosaderade. They mixed Gatorade and rosé.
That sounds disgusting.
By all accounts, it was terrible, but it went viral, so they won.
That sounds like something I drink in college. But I was actually a little offended by Hazel.
Yeah.
Because I said, can I get you anything? And she goes, I heard they have this refreshing elixir called Gavin DeClaw.
Elixir.
I'd love to have one.
A snake
I said, okay, I'll go get it for you. So I went, I didn't flex. Like, I didn't walk around, hey, listen, I'm getting something for Hazel from the MP on the mic show. Everyone get out of my way.
Yeah.
I stood in line like everybody else. I didn't flex. I didn't pull any rank.
I did see you as I was running around. I would run past and he was in line.
Is
waiting
in line
for my Gavin
patiently.
DeClaw.
Yeah. Patiently.
Team player.
Thank you so much.
Team player.
And then I stood in line. I stood in line for like an hour to get her drink. It was a long line. Yeah. So I stood in line.
Good thing you got all that Disney experience.
Yeah.
So I was
in line like 5.5 hours standing there getting her drink. And then when I bring it to her, she goes, is that for me? Like I said, I get you a Gavin DeClaw. And then she like questions whether I was going to come through with it or not. So I was kind of offended.
Well, here's the thing. I went back because I was like, wow, that was amazing. This elixir, this sweet elixir that you brought me was fantastic. I went, they were out.
No.
We ran them out of Gavin DeClaw's at Williamsburg Winery.
How about that?
That's impressive.
Wow. So thank you. Because that was my only chance and you made my dreams come true.
Yeah. It was a fun, you know what? Great event. Tons of people out there. Your listeners should have been out there.
I think a lot of them were. It sounded like it was a big crowd, but
No. Specifically, your listeners of this show.
Yeah.
Like the guy who called in last week who didn't have a team.
He should have been there.
He should have been there because he could have found a date and a team at the same time because it was a target-rich environment. Put it that way.
There was talent at
Cork. Yeah, there were a lot of good-looking people out there.
No, Hazel's cred is never on the line. I mean, pulls the most weeds, knows the most about sports. Yeah. Makes this show sound semi-decent, which, by the way, sometimes I go on location to do the show.
Right.
Everybody can tell.
The truck stop was a rough time for us. That was a hard day here.
Can I share with everybody the thing that we're not supposed to talk about? What do you not talk about?
On the air?
Yeah.
We talk about everything here.
No. What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about Fight Club?
So there's actually a secret Fight Club that goes on. I'm not sure if you've seen it.
Here in Odyssey?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Owen's a big MMA guy, so he probably knows.
She's like the number one seed.
Yeah, I took Owen down last week.
Yeah. In a Odyssey wide melee Royal Rumble.
She'd win.
Who you got second? I'm not sleeping on like Bill Drake coming in throwing
Bill
some hail makers.
Bill Drake from the country station.
Yeah.
He's big.
Yeah.
He's country. But I'd go Hazel one. I'd go.
I want some Olivia Tavares stock in this as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She'd cut you.
I think she'd mess me up pretty good.
But I think you have to go with from Wicker and Wild, who have the
which one?
I think you got to go.
Are they a team?
I think tag team.
Together. They fight together.
Tag team.
And Jeff Wicker's got old man strength.
No.
He's got old man strength.
He wouldn't hurt a fly.
No, he's dope. But he's
a lover, not a fighter.
He is.
That is true.
Because Virginia's for lovers.
But
if you back him in the corner, he's got old man strength. Don't never underestimate old man strength. They don't care.
Do we get Liz from XL102, or is she Norfolk? Team Norfolk?
No, she's us.
I think she's us.
I think she's top five.
She also was at Uncorked and Unplugged.
Yeah.
She's a top five for sure.
She'd cheap shot you. When you're not looking,
turn the lights out on us all.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, I've seen some scary stuff in MMA. So I worked at Bellator for 3 years.
Okay.
Travel the country. Like, I saw this guy. I can't remember which guy it was, but he goes up to do a knee to the head, and he actually hit somebody in the forehead concave. You saw the kneecap concave in the forehead of the fighter.
That's why I will never work in MMA.
That's you and Liz.
I'm the head. Liz is the knee.
I'm quite
aware of the order this is being done in.
I did. I had a cover, and it was crazy. Kimbo Slice and Dotto 5000. They both died within 2 weeks of the fight. They had fought so hard that potassium in their bloodstream. Both of them went to the hospital afterwards. Never came out.
Dang.
Yeah. So I've seen some scary stuff. MMA.
I'm going to stick with baseball. Baseball's nice.
They fight every once in a while. What do you think of the Coastal Carolina coach getting thrown out?
Yeah, well, I love that the ump doing his, like, I can't walk backwards number.
Oh, he fell down. But I got on Jeff Passan. Cool. Jeff Passan's a coward because he wouldn't fight me on Twitter about this. There's two rules. Yeah, Jeff Passan. You look like you're 12. There's two. I'm not on the network this weekend, so I've got to get all my material out here. There's two rules that they teach you at umpire school because I went to umpire school. The two rules are don't make it personal. I can say, that's a horrible call, but I can't say, MP, you made a horrible call. Yeah. Like, I can complain all I want. Don't make it personal. Number two, you can't keep score. So I can't say, MP, that's the third strike you've missed today. The second you say that, boom, you're gone. Everybody knows it, except apparently for Jeff Passan, who looks like he could belong in a 13-year-old boys' room.
This has been an Odyssey Sports Minute
with
Rich Herrera.
I've had to do those before. They're tough, man, because you only got like 30 seconds. What are you going
to
say?
Some of them talk really fast, too, to cram
it in. They do.
Like,
they speed it up.
That's not it either. Trey Wilson, voice of the Flying Squirrels at 11. We're back after this. Thank you for swinging by. Gavin DeClaws, Odyssey, Uncorked, Unplugged. Send those Odyssey points to Hazel.
Somebody clean up this bedroom.
We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105. Be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are worldwide, and it is on the free Odyssey app store, Google Play. You know where to make this happen. It's hot out there. That's the operative thing. Trey, I think Trey hit the high points there. There's shade at the diamond, and there's cheap water. Those are the things you need to survive in this way. Today's the hottest day. We're getting to feels like 111. I know there's a mathematical formula, but feels like just feels very imprecise as a scientific measurement. You know, look out for the feels like temperature. Like, okay, but how? Do we have a trained, you know, trained weather person going out there? 111.
Jacqueline Waters is out there like, feels a little hot today. I'm going to add a couple degrees on my temperature.
Matt DiNardo goes and looks at his thermometer. It's 85 degrees. But I say.
The people will believe 89.
More of a gut feel situation than an actual weather measure. I'm sure there's formulas.
Somebody's listening. Meteorologist.
Can I do a double meteorologist segment here?
Yeah.
All right. Monday night. Y'all know this if you're Richmonders. I didn't know this. I wasn't a Richmonder when I was a kid. Swim meets are the thing. And I don't know how widespread this is. Griffin's nodding, of course. Griffin knows. I don't know if AWOD had this up in Northern Virginia, if this is a regional thing. Did you have swim meets as a kid? Yeah, he's nodding. We didn't have this in Wichita, Kansas. This is all brand new to me. We had pools. We didn't have swim meets. I don't know. It was a deprived childhood in the Midwest. Hazel, Oregon, swim meets? No. It doesn't get warm enough for swim meets in Oregon. What are we talking about?
People swim. There's pools.
Yeah, but it's like, it's a thing here.
Yeah.
We've got our neighborhood pool, Southampton, go Swordfish. And the kid, don't mess with the S. And the kids swim on the swim team. And so the first six Mondays of the summer, Monday night, we go to the swim meet. And so the swim meet starts at 6 and ends approximately when this show begins the next day. Times approximate there. It's not a brisk event. Everybody's got to swim. Everybody's got to do their thing. So everybody's chattering last night. We're at Avalon, which is in the West End. And all the moms are kind of, you know, chatting with each other. Do you see who's doing the timing tonight? It's Andrew Frieden, weather guy, Channel 12.
Oh.
Local celebrity.
Uh-huh.
I think if you're, you know, in the soccer mom club, that's goals right there, right? He's on somebody's list, is all I'm saying.
I was really excited to see the weatherman when I was a kid.
That's the weathermen are the biggest TV celebrities by
100%.
Far. And I think he's the number one celebrity weatherman in Richmond, weather person in Richmond.
I will say Jacqueline was on 98.1 last week, so.
You're biased because you're in the building. Nikki D. Ray, does that ring a bell?
No, sorry.
She was at Channel 6 for a while. I think she had... It was competitive between her and Andrew Frieden. I think they had probably a friendly rivalry. But she's relinquished the crown. It's Andrew Friedman by a mile right now.
Did he do well at the timing?
And well, he's a cool guy, too. Like, not to name drop. I'm not trying to, you know, be like certain people we know around here. Not to name drop. But he's cool. We've hung out before. He posts last night on his Instagram.
Okay.
I've timed our neighborhood swim meets for more than 10 years.
Oh.
And I've never had a night like I had tonight. It just happened. And he's got a picture with the other two timers. So how this works, there's three timers, and they all three of them time with a stopwatch, the kid, as they swim, and then they take the middle number.
Okay.
So that's because it's not a scientific system, obviously.
Doesn't seem super scientific.
Somebody's high, somebody's low. You take the middle number. You don't average them. You just take the middle number and keep moving. They had, for the first time, what he's dubbed an immaculate heat, all three stopwatches got the exact same time.
Woo!
And he says, we did it twice.
No!
10 years of timing, twice in one night.
Wow, that's and special.
It was a special night at the pool. My takeaway from the night was, it was really hot.
Jumped in there.
Last week, the swim meet, last Monday night, if you remember, it's kind of like rainy and cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's two options. The swim meet is either comfortable for the participants or it is comfortable for the spectators.
Mm.
Last Monday was my night. I was sitting in my lawn chair. Beautiful night. Probably about 78 degrees.
Ooh.
Chatting with the other guy. Lovely. I was having a phenomenal time. Last night, it was comfortable for the participants. They were happy they were in the pool.
You can't win them all.
No, you can't win them all. But you can win twice if you're Andrew Friedman. Doing an immaculate heat there. Same time. All three stopwatches. I think if we all got stopwatches in here and tried to stop them at the same time, I don't think we'd be able to do it.
Somehow we'd cause chaos, light something on fire.
Well, all we do is cause chaos around here.
It's like when you're filling up and you try and hit the
$20. Exactly. Yeah.
Never.
Do people still do that? Is that still how?
Everyone's nodding. I do it.
Yeah.
Sure. So based on my sources, I'm going to say yes.
You grew up in Oregon.
Indeed.
That's one of the two states. You don't pump your own gas.
They come and pump it for me.
Like when you moved to Virginia, what's the process there?
I was like, what is this? why is no one coming to say hello?
How old were you the first time you pumped your own gas?
Get out of the car. 18. 18. First of all, we're creating jobs.
It's hard to argue with that.
We have a guy who stands outside and he pumps my gas.
Yeah.
My dad has a guy who he calls Brother Man. They exchange jokes every day. He stops by, sees Brother Man, gets his gas. It's a relationship builder. It's a community builder.
They're not switching is what I'm hearing.
And we're not doing sales tax. The taxes always ask me, they're like, did you not pay a sales tax in other states? Leave me alone. There's no sales tax in Oregon. Why would I pay it to you, Virginia?
It's not the sales tax that gets me. It's the meal tax on top of the sales tax. That's why, like, you go to a restaurant and a burrito's $11 and they're like, that'll be $13.50. And it's like,
show me your math.
Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the tax on the tax on the tax. They're taxing us pretty hard here.
Who can take your money?
But on the plus side, they deliver us water more than 350 days of the year out of the faucet.
Not 365, though.
Why? I mean, you need another tax, obviously.
So true. They are going to raise 13% on Dominion, so.
And Dominion delivers. Gotta pay for the service you get.
They are 365. They do pretty well.
That's what I'm saying.
364, we got outages.
Yeah, but they get them fixed.
They're out there working.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think in the realm of big institutional companies, like, obviously they charge too much money, but I think they get on it when they need to get on it.
This is true.
Which is more than you could say some places. Just saying.
Unless you're in Oregon and they come right up to your window and they're like, can I help you? Would you like regular, premium?
Do they unleaded? Do they like wash your window? Do the squeegee thing?
Yeah. Some of them have a little uniform. They wear a little hat.
Do you have to tip them for that?
You look like you're in the night.
No! Is that baked into the
price?
They
get paid.
It's baked into the price is what I'm hearing.
Sure.
I don't need my windshield squeegeed every time I go for gas, though. That feels like
they
a
only
lot.
Do that at some of them.
Oh, okay. That's your fancier gas stations.
Yeah, I mean, you pay a little more for the little outfit. Fancy hat? That's going to be 5 cents at least.
At least. All right, so it's Tuesday. We'll be with you all week. We'll shut down the show early tomorrow, half hour early, to get you out to the Diamond for Flying Squirrels baseball. Programming note, we are shutting the entire thing down after that. You'll enjoy Best of MP on the Mic. I know what you're thinking, how could it get any better than this? But it does. We've done better, and you'll hear that over the next couple of weeks. And then we'll be back from Washington Commanders training camp in Ashburn, Virginia, which obviously I'm very excited about because I missed last year's. So it'd be great to be back up there. Player interviews, coach interviews, journalist interviews, celebrity interviews. I think there'll probably be some celebrities at this year's camp, some Jaden Daniels buzz. Looking forward to those shows, and then we'll be right into regular programming. It's a highly anticipated season, and we need it. We need it around here because I don't think our college teams are going to give us a lot to talk about in the September-October months. You know I'm on record saying UVA is going to go 8-4 and it's going to make the fans really mad. It's an easy schedule. They invested in the team. I think they go 8-4. Tony Elliott saves his job. They don't get an attendance spike. Everybody leaves unhappy. It's a little bit more of a referendum year for Brent. Brian will figure that out right away. It's Tech Vandy, week two in Blacksburg. I think that's when we'll know whether this team's got it or not, whether they can play the full 60 minutes, get coached up to play the full 60 or not. We'll talk about that with AWOD. We'll talk about a bunch of other things, too. Commander Stadium back in the news. Nats win last night out in San Diego against the Padres. Take two on that West Coast trip. Now a more successful trip to play the Dodgers and the Padres than the homestand against the Marlins and the Rockies. Make it make sense. It does not make sense at all. We'll step aside. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Crosstalk today. We'll play the sounder in a second. No crosstalk tomorrow. We got Flying Squirrels baseball. 11:35 AAA pregame show gets underway with Blaine and Trey from the Diamond. Get out there. Homestand, extended homestand. It's a nine-game homestand. Starts tonight at 6:35. It's fan night. Not all of y'all fans. People who live in the fan. It's the fan night. Not the fan, 910 the fan. But, you know, the neighborhood, the fan. There's a lot of fans. There's too many fans. It's breeding confusion around here. Let's do crosstalk.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now.
sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okie dokie, let's get this show on the road!
Hearing a lot of things about soccer these days, so time for the expert to drop by, AWOD Radio. Noon to 3, of course. You were at the Club World Cup in Philly.
Yeah.
You gave your recap on the show. Now, it sounds like you had a rocking good time.
Up until the 52nd minute to the 65th minute.
Your team lost. But, like, all we're hearing is empty arenas, this thing's a dud. That was not your experience, though.
No, if you've been paying attention, pretty much if the Club World Cup game you're attending features an Argentinian club or a Brazilian club, if it features South America, there will be a great attendance. Boca Juniors, Botafogo, Flamengo, Fluminense, I hope I'm pronouncing those correctly, have been fantastic with their supporters. The Chelsea fans I went to, it was a strong support. Especially at this one Irish bar in Philly called Tiernanog, which blew my mind, but apparently that's like a phrase in Ireland.
Great.
But that place was packed with Chelsea fans, but everywhere in Philly, it was all Brazilians.
Is that because... All right, so I'm just speaking here. Mm-hmm. Is that because the European clubs have so many major events? I think of both their country leagues are a big deal. The Euro League is a big deal. The Champions League is a big deal. But South Americans, like, this is their chance to show they belong on this world stage.
That's a good breakdown right there. I mean, when I look at it like this, the Champions League is the most important thing for all the European clubs, you know, Spanish clubs like Real Madrid and stuff. That just ended, right? With PSG winning it all. And now 2 weeks later, they're coming to America. These guys are getting ready for holidays, as they call it, right? They're all, I mean, literally, the Chelsea players were drinking with fans on Friday night, and then again Saturday after a loss. I'm so pissed about that. But so to them, you know, this is like postseason extended. It's different in Brazil and South America, the way they've played their seasons, and this means more to them because this is their opportunity to go toe-to-toe with some of these European clubs and to really prove that their leagues are, you know, worth a damn, right? Because we know the MLS is not. And that's been very obvious with all the MLS clubs sucking except for the one that features Messi, right? But the South American clubs have been fantastic in this. They've been better than the European clubs, and it means more to them. And also, they play such a physical game. I think we've started to realize that as much as the Premier League is physical, it's not as physical as it is in South America.
Those fans are a little rowdy, too.
Yes.
They get after it. I like that.
Yeah, and so they play... What I love about it is it's contrasting styles, and the South American style is winning. The English style of possession-based, build up your attack is not working because these Brazilians are counterattacking like crazy, and they're so fast, and they're getting counterattack goals.
It's fun to watch. I think there will be more buzz as we get into the knockout rounds.
Announced that it'll be Inter Miami, which is Messi, against PSG, his former club that just won it all.
There's juice on that.
There's big juice on that.
Yeah. So the hype will build as we go on here. But you're here. We're talking soccer. Let's just get straight to the point. Why do we suck at soccer, Adam? What's going on there?
My opinion, it comes down 1,000% to coaching. I mean, I was coached by, you know, Joe Schmo's dad my entire life. You know, the only time I actually learned is when my team literally hired a Brazilian to come in and train us. We literally hired a Brazilian. This guy was so fantastic. I learned so much from him in those 2 years. I learned way more in those 2 years than the 10 years before that when I was coached by some dude's dad. That's what it comes down to. Coaching sucks.
We've known we're hosting the World Cup for a long time now. I think about, like, the Olympics. We're hosting the Olympics, and, like, they invest in these youth programs. Like, they're going to find, like, the best archer, like, the best 11-year-old archer in America so that we can win archery gold because, like, it's in America. We got to win all the golds. We've known we're going to host the World Cup for a long time, and it feels like the level of chaos 1 year out is still a 10 out of 10.
Well, I mean, you're right about that, but I would say we've made progress. Forget the BS and don't let it to anybody tell you that America hasn't made progress in soccer. We have. We've made progress for a sport that's probably fifth most popular. You compare our progress to Argentina, Brazil, Spain, all these other countries, well, that's their number one. We've made progress. They've just leaped us. You see what I'm saying? Like, we have absolutely gotten better. Christian Pulisic, one of the best Americans ever, who's literally playing in Italy and being a star for AC Milan right now. But, you know, he's getting up to, what is he, probably 26, 27. Oh, yeah, Spain's got an 18-year-old. Brazil's got a 17-year-old. They're making more progress than us. See what I'm saying? Like,
we're running fast, but they're running faster.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of think it's the same way about how in Europe they've made more progress than us in basketball.
Yeah.
It very much seems that way when you watch SGA win the title out of Canada.
It's bid season. I'm gonna uncork my hot take on you. Yeah. I don't think we win basketball gold in LA in the 2028 Olympics. I'm calling that right now. Just the world is gradually catching up.
Hey, I was the one that was arguing with you that it wasn't going to be easy this past summer.
And I thought it was a done deal. And, yeah. And we had it all the way. Never in doubt.
We hit four threes in 30 seconds. We had it all the way. Yeah,
never
sure.
In doubt. Never in doubt. 3 hours AWOD radio. Live and local today. What do we got cooking?
Yeah, we've got a good show for you guys today. We will dive into the Washington Commanders and Tough Take Tuesday. Ooh. I think Frankie Louvu is going to be first-team All-Pro linebacker this season for the Washington Commanders. How good can that defense be if Frankie Louvu takes a step in the right direction? And I got to talk about my love for Ace Bailey. If he can actually fall to the Wizards at number six, I don't care what his agent is doing behind the scenes to piss off all these other teams, but I love it. This is the guy that I wanted all year long. This is the guy that I said I think has more potential than Cooper Flagg.
Okay, you're wrong, but I'm going to back up your take because if you're the Wizards, you can't just play it conservatively.
No.
Yeah, that's not going to get you.
I mean, he's got LeBron James, Kevin Durant potential.
I think you have to take the risk. Knowing you may fall on your face, if you're the Wizards, though, you've got to take a chance.
I don't think he's falling because of talent, because of controversy. He's falling because of his agent is making news behind the scenes.
There's a lot of agents, a lot of you know, this is the
Alex Saar wasn't supposed to go to Washington last year.
This is the silly season.
And his agent said, screw Atlanta.
Yeah. I think Washington's a good market for an NBA player to want to play in. I know it's not a good team, but I think it's a good market.
Market, and it's a good team because there is no number one.
That's fair.
They're going to trade Jordan Poole. That might even happen tomorrow.
That's fair.
All right, and so then Ace Bailey or whoever comes in is the alpha on this team with a bunch of role players. So I'm excited.
I didn't realize how many draft picks the Thunder has. That's a little bit unfair.
No,
there.
They just...
Three next
their
year,
Their GM
too?
Has done this... Perfectly. Ooh, yeah.
Boy. Yeah, they're set up really well moving forward. Back to the Frankie Louvu take, though, briefly. Are you suggesting the defense as a whole will rise or just Frankie specifically?
Frankie and the defense as
all
a whole.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, if this defense is good, 12 wins is not out of play. I think everybody sees that.
Yeah.
You could repeat. I think the defense is my number one concern and liability right now.
I think you're right that it's the number one concern. And, you know, we both agree that there will be an edge rusher that's not in the building before September 4th.
Yes, we do.
And once we hear what that name is, I'm still hoping it's Clowney, then we can really talk about how good this defense could be. But I do think Frankie Louvu will, you know, make leaps in his game. He kind of had an opportunity last year to really prove it, and he did around the world.
I mean, he's great. The fan club is right here. AWOD takes over 3 hours live and local. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Yeah, be on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, your home for the Flying Squirrels in Richmond, Virginia. Programming reminder, we are off for the next 3 weeks. After this week of programming, we will return live from Washington Commanders training camp in Ashburn. We'll spread the details about that as we get closer. Looking forward to those shows. They should be fun. In our absence, you'll, of course, continue to hear Richmond Flying Squirrels baseball. Voice of the Squirrels is kind enough to join us this morning. Trey Wilson getting ready for, I believe, the longest homestand of the season here as we spread this one into next week. Trey, how's it going?
Hey, Michael. Thanks for having me. Everything's good. It's been a little while.
It's been a hot minute, but we are excited to have the Squirrels back in town. Lots going on this week, both promotional events. You got a little tour going of CarMax Park tomorrow, which is exciting. But most of all, let's talk about on the field here. The Flying Squirrels are 0-0, tied for first place right now.
Yeah, that's right. So I don't know if any team in the history of baseball has ever come from so far behind in just one day. Yeah, so we've talked about it on here before, but the 3-second version is the Eastern League does this thing called a split season. They break it up into two halves. So the first half champions of each division have already clinched a playoff spot, and now the second half begins tonight. Yeah, and look, got their first series win of the year last week to head into the second half. So I've always been an opponent of the idea of the split season, but this year I will be a cheerleader. And and it gives the Squirrels a chance now to have a brand new season today, start, and even in a year that has gone the way that it has, still have a chance to make the postseason.
Should be a ton of fun to reset it. And as you mentioned, coming off a series win, John Michael Bertrand getting a win, which he'd been waiting a little while for. Great to see him having some success on the mound. And we welcome the Reading Fightin' Phils into town for a series this week. And should be a good one. A little bit of momentum maybe going behind the Squirrels right now.
Yeah, and Reading is a team that Richmond has absolutely obliterated in the last couple of years. So I was looking last night. I forget what the exact number is, but I think Richmond is something like 14-2 against Reading the last two seasons. More lopsided numbers than you typically see in baseball. For whatever reason, that team has been a pretty good matchup for the Squirrels. So, yeah, AA affiliate for the Philadelphia Phillies coming in. They've got a bunch of great Phillies prospects, a bunch of guys that are very highly touted, and they're not winning any games this year. They have been pretty bad in the win-loss column. So they've kind of been the other division's version of us, frankly. Good prospects, good players, just not winning any games. So something's got to give this week between these two teams.
Something's got to give. Day baseball tomorrow. We'll end the show a little early tomorrow. Send it out to you and Blaine out at the Diamond. And then the final Sunday matinee this week, if you want to go see matinee baseball before they move those to 5 o'clock the rest of the year to handle the heat before the big finale at the Diamond. We've got Negro Leagues Heritage Night on Saturday, which is always a great night. What are you excited for here this week?
Chance for some day baseball. The weather didn't really cooperate with what we had in mind for the schedule for that this week, but at the Diamond, it'll be all right because, you know, there's the canopy with the shade. The Diamond always has a breeze going. So anywhere to be out and about this week, if you have to be out during the daytime, tomorrow at the Diamond shouldn't be too bad. Plus, we are allowing you to bring in empty water bottles this week, and we'll have water filling stations. So if anybody's concerned about how hot it is, want to come out to a ball game, you can bring a water bottle. We'll have water filling stations. We have other measures that are in place. We've also got less expensive than normal water available to purchase. We're dropping the price of water. So we'll have different ways to kind of beat the heat of the ballpark. But look, Virginia Tech night's on Thursday. I'm known to cheer for the Hokies and enjoy watching some mediocre football in Blacksburg during the fall. So I'm excited about that. And the people usually turn out pretty well for that. I just enjoy anything that's going to bring out a good crowd. Friday, we've got the Ardias Voladores beverage belt giveaway, the little beer belt giveaway. The one that we gave away a couple years ago was extremely popular, so they've got that again this week. Really just excited to have a chance to be home. You know, last week's road trip felt like it took 25 years. There was the last 6 weeks has felt like it's been even much longer than that. With all the rain that has been hitting the Eastern League, wet weather, we had, I looked it up, at one point over a 7-game day stretch, the Squirrels had spent over 8 hours in official in-game rain delays, which is just crazy to think that, you know, that's a full work day for a normal person out in the working world. We had spent that much time just in rain delays over the course of about a week. So, just hoping for some some dry days and get to watch some uninterrupted baseball this week.
I don't think there's much risk of rain here. The risk of jinxing it, I don't think tonight's going to be a rain night at the Diamond. And as you mentioned, you got shade, got the breeze, got discounted water. Should be a fun time this week with a great series to start the second half of the season with Reading fighting Phils in town. Since we won't be on next week, you want to share with everybody the July 4th plan. You've got the July 3rd spectacular, and then you'll hit the road with the team. But the crew, Ben Rothruck and Oppo and company, will hang around and put together a lovely show for July 4th.
Yeah, so we don't have a home game on the 4th of July for the first time in franchise history, and that is kind of a bummer, but we will have our 4th of July baseball game celebration on July 3rd. There are still a few tickets for that one. So July 3rd next week, the Squirrels play the Bay Sox at the Diamond. And then, yeah, the team and I and Blaine will pack up and head up north just a little ways to Maryland, but on the actual July 4th proper, we'll have Star Spangled Squirrels Fest at the Diamond. There's going to be live music. There's a band called the Land Sharks that's going to be playing. Tickets are as low as $10 for this. There'll be fireworks. There'll be a lot of cool stuff going on at the Diamond that night. They have some food and drink specials. It's really everything that you'd expect from a 4th of July game for the Squirrels minus the baseball. So, and then some other things to replace that. So that should be pretty cool. There's tickets available for that at squirrelsbaseball.com. But yeah, we will have games next week, Tuesday through Thursday. And then, you know, celebrate the 4th of July a little bit of a day early, on July 3rd. So, still lots going on at the ballpark. Still get to carry the tradition on, just in a little bit of a different way. So that should be a good time. I wish I could be at the Diamond on the 4th next week. I'll be in Bowie, Maryland instead. And if any longtime listeners know, they're nice people, but man, that place drives me crazy. So the biggest thing about that, that gets me, the rare times they do have a big crowd, there's only one way in, one way out at their ballpark. So, like, it's that night they're going to have a great crowd and good for them. But we're going to, I want to go out there and work on their egress for traffic, because it's absolutely a headache, and it's like literally hours to get people out of their parking lot. Our situation is not great. Parking lot wise, it's a thing that we always try to work on getting better, but there's the obvious answer is sitting right in front of them. They just need to set some cones up here, flow the traffic out this way, and it'll go. So, yeah, if you want to hear me get a little bit cranky, I'll probably be that on the air on Friday night next week.
Traffic on the 8th with Trey Wilson here on The Fan. Not just baseball, but ingress and egress as well. You get it all here on MP on the Mic. Trey Wilson is the voice of the Squirrels. Before we let you go, very important food news from Altoona, where they serve, we have the dill dog. That's the hot dog served inside a giant dill pickle, which has been written about, raved about. They have the Twinkie dog, and you tried one.
Yeah, so this is, how many different hot dog updates can we work in this year? I tried that weird Fruit Loops thing that I got a lot of crap for in Cleveland earlier this year. The Fruit Loops hot dog, whatever that was, with the pimento mac and cheese and bacon. And that one was fine. The Fruit Loops were just kind of in the way, and they were stale. That was a disappointment. Look, I'll try anything. So the people in Altoona know that very well. And they did, they couldn't call it Weird Al. They did a Weird Al tribute night in Altoona the other day. And but they couldn't call it Weird Al, so it was like Strange Albert or whatever. And this was apparently something from a movie or something, I don't know. But it was a Twinkie bun with a hot dog and like Cheese Whiz. Is what it was. And I tried it, and it wasn't that bad. I would probably not eat it as a choice, But I was sitting in the booth, and one of their promotions people just brought it in while I was in the middle of talking and set it down. And I was like, all right, I guess I have to eat this now. So, yeah, I tried it. I would say edible, relatively enjoyable. It wasn't that weird. I was actually kind of weirded out about the Cheese Whiz, but then I was like, why am I weirded out about cheese on a hot dog? I should be weirded out by the Twinkie around the hot dog. But it was kind of like a sweet bread type of bun. And again, wouldn't do it again willingly. But it wasn't bad. I've definitely tried worse. But nothing will ever be worse than the cotton candy hot dog that Erie did a few years ago, where they had a cotton candy bun and a hot dog with Nerds on top.
No.
And it was intentionally awful. It was supposed to generate buzz. And we happened to be in town the night that they did it. And I walked down to the concession stand because I was like, well, we're here. I'm going to try it. And I went up to the concessions people and I was like, one cotton candy hot dog, please. At the one stand where they were selling these. And the guy was like, are you sure?
Are you sure?
It was like nobody's bought one yet. The gates have been open for a half hour and nobody had bought one. So I was like, yeah, let's try it. So it was terrible. The hot dog was hot and it made the cotton candy kind of crystallize and get crunchy. It was really bad.
That's disgusting. He'll eat anything and we'll ask about anything for the food update. He's Dre Wilson, voice of the Squirrels. Take the field tonight. First game in an extended homestand here. They'll play until July 3rd. At the Diamond, looking forward to that. Looking forward to hearing you on the call. Thank you for making a few minutes for us today.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. Looking forward to talking to everybody tonight and all week. And I guess it'll be a while before you and I do this again. So looking forward to the next time. But we'll talk to y'all soon.
That is correct. We'll take off trail. Keep working hard. You'll hear him tonight. You're listening to Richmond's home of the Flying Squirrels. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.